Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Our Father, most gracious God, we just come. Father God, thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for this day. Thank you for watching over us, leading, guiding, protecting us, covering with the blood of Jesus. Father God, I'm asking that that word fall the ground, Father God. We're asking, Father God, let the Holy Spirit have his way. Use him in, through, and out of me, Father God, as I preach and teach your word on today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. This morning, saints of God, I'll be coming from John the 13th chapter, 34th and the 35th verse. And it read, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have loved one another, one to another. And also Galatians 6 and 10. Galatians 6 and 10. Which says, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. So we see, thank God, just keeping with the theme this month, Pastor Jackson was talking about the banner over me is love. So just keeping with the theme of love this month and put a title to this would be loving the household of faith. Amen. Loving the household of faith. Yes. We find a strong commandment through these scriptures to love one another as Christ loves us. This is a characteristic that God is looking for in our life. It is a characteristic that will help us to establish the fullness of God's kingdom in our mix. 1 John 4 and 7 and 11 said, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and know God. And verse 11 said, beloved, if God so love us, we also ought to love one another. You see, saints of God, as we can see from these passages of scripture, God is very serious when he commands us to love one another. It is the premier characteristic that he desires to work out in our life. As we could see, it is also the major ingredient for building up the body of Christ. It is our love for one another that shows that we are true disciples. With this in mind, let's explore how Christ's love is worked out in our lives as we relate to one another in the body of Christ. We see, saints of God, the hour is at hand when we as Christians must demonstrate the love of God in all our actions. We must gather together in unity of the heart and express the world in our action as unity, the work of our Lord Jesus Christ. The devil is roaring about the world, seeking to destroy and devour all of the holy people of our God. We must arm ourselves with the breastplate of righteousness and stand firm in God's word. Amen. As we unite in his love, sharing our joy, he truly will be in the mix of us. It is only in unity that we can have the power and wisdom and love of God with us. A kingdom divided against itself shall fall. It lays in waste. But our Lord demonstrated the love we should have between us, as he told us clearly what he expected of when he said in John 15, 12 and 13. It said, "This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love have no man than this, that a man lie down his life for a friend." So we see, saints of God, as we walk through this life, we are to love our brother man. It is when we are truly loving the members of Christ's body that we are loving him. When he answered them and said in Matthew 25 and 45 says, "Surely I say unto you, inasmuch as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it unto me." So thanks God, as we love one another, we are loving God. We are loving Christ. So we have to be careful, saints of God, on using that word loosely, love. Not only just with tongue, but in action and in deed. So this morning, saints of God, I want to give you a few viewpoints of walking in love, the brother of household of faith. Walking in love, in brother love, is one another in the household of faith today will help us build the kind of church that will glorify the Father. First, loving one another involves a desire to walk in unity. We have to walk in unity to build the household of faith. Amos 3:3 says, "Can two walk together unless they agree?" Our love for one another in the body of Christ is based on the commonality we have in our fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ and the kingdom of God. We can't do nothing without the love of God. Amen. Philippians 2:1-2 said, "Therefore, if there be any consolation in Christ, if any comfort or love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord or one mind." So, saints of God, when we walk in unity, we got to be on one accord. We got to be one mind. We got to be that one body. We, you know, like even in the physical body, we might say, "Well, I don't need this, I don't need that," but just go out and stretch your ankle or stomp your toe, the rest of your body gonna feel that hurt. So that's the same way, thanks to God, in the body, the spirit, well, in the spirit body, we, as a body, is one. We need every part of the body to function properly to, in order to walk in brother love and unity. So we see, thanks to God, that no matter how we may look at this thing, we need each other. We need to walk in unity. Walking in unity with one another involves the idea that we don't just associate with these people or our favorite, but we need to be genuine desires to include all people in that nature of the body. So it's because sometimes we, even as believers, we have our certain favor, we have our certain people that we'll hang with, we'll talk with, but being the body of Christ, we have to learn to love everybody. If they're a believer, no matter, they might not dress like you dress, they might not look like you look, but you still have to embrace them as one member of the body of Christ. Also, number two, loving one another involving a sincere desire for friendship. In the household of faith, we must have a desire for friendship. Malachi 3:16 says, then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord listened and heard them. So a book of remembrance was written before them for those who feared the Lord and who meditated on his name. So we see saints of God, as we gather together, being friends, making that friendship, the fullness of the love that God desires to flow into our life from the living or other believer need to have a bridge that make us, that friendship, be able to flow across. This bridge we call friendship. Just like we have a bridge with Jesus being our bridge to the Father, because the word said we cannot get to the Father unless we go through Jesus. So Jesus is that bridge. And so in the household of faith, saints of God, we need a bridge also. And that bridge is friendship. One of the greatest friendship in the Bible is that of Jonathan and David. 1 Samuel 18:1 said, and it was so when he had finished speaking to Saul that the soul of Jonathan was knitted to the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul. So you see, saints of God, we need to have that bind combination of our spirit united together that we can walk as friendship and build that friendship where we can walk united with as one in Christ. What is really unique about that scripture, about this relationship between Jonathan and David, was in the next line, Jonathan was in the next line for being king. But he recognized that the hand of God on David's life and made the necessary sacrifice to promote David's well-being. This was only able to happen because the great friendship they have formed. Without the bridge of friendship, they would have been enemies in competition to the throne. So, thanks to God, we see that friendship is a necessity in the household of faith. In the body of Christ, there are many such examples that comes up in various gifts and ministry being expressed. Sometimes we see, saints of God, we have a rivalry in our own churches, in our own body, and everything, that somebody might get an extra pat on the back for doing the same job that you did, and that bring a strife between those two arrivals. But instead of being upset and miserable about that person just getting that extra pat on the back, we ought to be able to go to that person and congratulate them, give them the extra pat, because if God did it for them, he can do it for you. It takes walking in love and friendship with each other for this ministry to be fully appreciated and relief in each other's life. So in other words, saints of God, we just can't hold a grudge. If someone did something or got something that you thought that you should deserve to have and everything, don't worry about it and everything. Turn it over to God. God knows. He knows. Amen. Philippians 2:3, it said, let nothing be done through selfish ambition and conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. So in other words, saints of God, don't worry about what this person is getting. If for Terry, for example, if Terry, he got a new suit, I shouldn't have to worry about that new suit, what Terry got and everything. I should praise Terry about that, you know, congratulate him on being able to get that suit, because I know if Terry get a suit, I can get a suit. You know, don't worry about if someone else can get a pair of shoes, I can get a pair of shoes. If we're in the household of faith, that's what we do. We help each other and everything. We don't turn against each other. We're supposed to build up the body of Christ, not tear down. That is part of our duty, saints of God, to build up, not to tear down. Also, it's not that we are, you know, we have to look at the other parts, members of the body and everything, to appreciate them even better than we do ourselves. We got to put other first, in other words, not only in the body of Christ, but that goes even in marriage, friendship, whatever. You know, put other first, do unto other as you'll have them to do unto you, as we'll learn in Bible class and everything. Even though they may not do what you're doing to them back to you, or what you desire for them to do, but just wait on God, because God will work it out. Number three, loving one another involves a commitment to resolve conflicts. When the Bible exhorts us to endure, to walk in unity and love with one another, we have to consider the fact that offense and conflicts will come in every relationship. No matter how good and how perfect you think your relationship is with someone, even in marriage, sometimes there'll be conflicts arise. But we have to be mature enough and thank God that He is in the center of that controversy, that conflict, that we can work it out. So that's the same way in the household of faith, saints of God. No matter what the conflict is, that is Satan's job to bring division among the household of faith. But we, knowing the word of God, loving each other, we can knit that relationship back together. Because that is God's desire. And if that's God's desire, as we walk as one, that should be our desire also, is walking as one in that relationship. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. So in other words, so when that flesh get into a situation, the devil get into a situation and everything, it'll try to destroy, because that's his job, to destroy, kill, steal, and destroy. So, saints of God, we have to have a mindset and renew our mind every day, saying that we will renew our mind and do the will of the God, of the Lord. As Christian, we are all imperfect and incapable of doing the right thing at all times. So no matter how we might say, well, I'm perfect, I haven't sinned, we might say that, but we're calling God a lie, because we all have sinned and came short of glory. So we have to be careful, saints of God, on how we say, well, I'm perfect, how we present ourselves of being perfect, because when the flesh step in and everything, yes, we make a mistake, but thank God that He have mercy and forgave of our sins and our mistake. He builds us up. Thank God that He have mercy, grace and mercy on us. As Christians, we see when we are offended and hurt someone from time to time, to love someone with brother love is to speak the truth in love and having a forgiving heart toward that other person. So in other words, thanks to God, when someone hurt you and everything, don't just hold a grudge against that person. Go to that person and say, well, brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so, you know, the way you said that, or what you did to me, you sort of defended me and everything, instead of holding a grudge and everything. Because if you hold a grudge and look at that person on the eye every time he passed by you or something, or give him the cold shoulder and everything, that's what the devil wants. He wants to make that division, you know, that division go further and further apart. So we have to, in other words, show that love and bring it closer and closer together. Because it's our job, our duty, saints of God, to mend the body of Christ, to keep it as one. In Colossians 3:12-13, it says, saints of God, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercy, kindness, humbler of mind, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. If anyone have a complaint against another, even as Christ Christ forgave you, so you also must do. So in other words, thanks God, don't hold a grudge on another person. Forgive that person. Because if you don't forgive that person, how can God forgive you? So sometimes we ourselves, that flesh, it hinder things that God wants us to do. So instead of working in the flesh, thanks to God, let's start practicing each and every day to work more and more in the spirit realm instead of the worldly realm. Although we live in the world, but we don't have to be part of the world. We don't have to go along with all this, these different things and these different laws that these people is passing nowadays. If it's not a law of God, the word of God, don't line up with the word of God, then we have someone bigger than better than anybody else that's living on this world today that we can go to. Because like I said, when we unite together in prayer, we can change things. But that's one of the key things of God is praying and united together, walking in love, having that friendship. Number four, showing love. Love shows a genuine care and concern for others. We see that love in the household faith should be a genuine care and concern for others. So in other words, thanks to God, when you are part of a church, there's always the people in the there are always people in the church that are doing well and some who are not doing so well. Love will show a genuine care, concern for those who are burdened down with various needs. So if I'm doing well and I see my brother having a problem and everything, it is my duty to reach out to that brother and lift them up, help lift them up and everything. And it's vice versa. If that brother see that I'm down, he should come and lift me up. Just like Pastor said this morning, he saw Michelle walking in with a problem this morning and everything. He reached out to her and stuff. That's what we should be all about, reaching out, showing love to one another. We see that there should be no scheme in the body, but that the members should have the same care for one another. And if one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. Or if one member is honored, all the members will rejoice in it. So in other words, thanks God, if we see one member of the body is down, we should all be down. We shouldn't be glad, happy. Oh, I'm so glad this happened to them instead of me. But in the long run, thanks to God, it is happening to you. It is happening to us because we are one in the body of Christ. So we should be careful on how we be glad something happened to somebody else and everything, because that same conflict can roll back on you. So thanks to God, instead of being, when that person is hurting and that person is down, we all should be down. But when that person is honored and lifted up, we all should be rejoicing. We see that in Galatians 6:2, it said, bear one another burden and so fulfill the law of Christ. So we bear one another burden. Am I my brother keeper? Yes, you are. Because we bear each other burden. God has designed his body in such a way that through relationship, we are able to sensitize to the needs of surround us. When it is in our powers to do good, we should. If we are not able to do, we should go to someone else that is able. So it says the pastor, the elder, the deacon, the teacher, the evangelist, friends, anybody that is able to help us to do something for someone else that is in the body of Christ, in the household of faith, we should go to them. Because if I can't do something, I should be able to turn to my brother or my sister and say, hey, I can't do this. Don't be, in other words, saints of God, don't be ashamed and afraid, because God did not give us a spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind to be able to go to our brothers and our sisters and let them know, hey, something is happening right here and I need your help. So let the someone that's in the body of Christ know that there's you in need and everything. Don't try to hide it and, you know, put on this masquerade face and say, yes, I'm happy, but deep down inside and everything, you're having two or three ulcers. So saints of God, lift yourself up. Get rid of that pride and go to your fellow brothers and sisters in the household and faith and let them know. And so they can help to bear one another's burden. Number five, in the household of faith, love will minister to the physical needs of others. Love will minister to the physical needs of others. First John 3:16-18 said, by this we love, because he laid down his life for us, and we also ought to lay our life down for the brethren. But whoever have this world good and see his brother in need and shut up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him? My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. So in other words, thanks to God, if, like I said before, if I have and I see a lack in another believer and everything, I should be glad to give that to that person, and vice versa. If that person sees that I'm in need, if they have, they should be able to have that concern to come to me and offer my need or lack. God's desire is for his body to be cared for no matter what the need may be. It is through love that the body ministers to itself and allow someone lacks to be supplied by your abundancy. Your abundancy will supply someone else's lack, and their abundancy will also supply your lack. So in other words, thanks to God, what my abundancy that I have will be sufficient enough to supply the need for someone else, and someone else overflow abundancy is enough to supply my needs and my lack. So in other words, God supply everything that we need. He already supplied it. All we have to do is just speak it, ask for it, and thank him for it, because it's already there. Now, you know, we don't have to go out there and beat the streets and everything. God have already supplied the body of his people to supply that need and everything. Just like Pastor said, just reach out with this supply ministry that he want to start and everything. The supply is already there. It's already there, Pastor, and everything. So, you know, it's got to be manifest and everything. But if we believe and we receive, it's there, not only to help us, but also the ones that in need and lack of that wisdom and knowledge. Also, number six, love is hospitable. Love is hospitable. 1 Peter 4:9 says, be hospitable to one another without grudges. So in other words, don't be grudged. I'm going to give something to someone. Don't be grudging about it or grumbling about it and everything. Well, this person always in need. This person always in need. Don't look at it that way, thanks to God, because if this person's always in need and everything, because like I said, it might be your turn. You never know. You might be eating a steak today, but tomorrow you might be eating hot dogs. So it's turned around. So you got to look at it, thanks to God. It's not all about who I am It's about Jesus. You know, put yourself in that person's place. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's about Jesus. So we have to be mind conscious and everything about the needs of others. So we got to be hospitable to those people. Also in Romans 12 and 13 said, distribution to the needs of the saint, given to hospitality. It is through hospitality that we are able to get to know other members of the body of Christ and come in contact with their gift and ministry as well as their needs. In other words, saints of God, when we be hospitable to someone and everything, getting to meet and greet with them, build up that relationship, that friendship that we need to build up. We'll get to know that person, you know, even if that person is different from us or that attitude is different from us, but we will get to know what that person is all about. And when we learn that person attributes and everything, then we can work better with that person. We can work together. We can build up the body of Christ even more stronger. We won't have to be jealous of that person. That person won't have to be jealous of us because I know what this person is about and this person is know what I'm about. So, like I said, we all have our own gift. We have our own talent and then we have our own ministry and everything. So I'm trying to do what Terry do and Terry trying to do for what I do and everything. Let Terry lead the praise team and let me sit back and enjoy. Amen. Amen. So no need me getting up here and trying to sing when I know that it's not my calling and not my gift. So in other words, let me drive in my lane and let you drive in your lane. That way you won't have a collision. So in other words, thanks to God, we have to be careful not to try to do someone else, be jealous or try to do or copy someone else's gift and talent and everything. Just do, if it's just you bringing water and everything, just bring that water. If it's hot, bring cold water. If it's cold, bring hot water, you know, on that. So don't worry about what the other person doing. That's the time, like I said, don't let your right hand know what your left hand doing and everything on that. But yet still, you still that one body. It's not that you're trying to keep it a secret, but let the right hand do what it do. Let the left hand do what it do on that, thanks to God. Number 7, loving one another, involving, serving one another. In a household of faith, loving one another, involving, serving one another. We see in John 13:14 says, if I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. So if Jesus, being the high priest, can wash the feet of others, how much more as we can be all to be able to wash one another's feet. In other words, saints of God, humble ourselves. If Jesus humbled himself to wash feet, we also should be able to allow ourselves to humble down and be humble enough to wash other feet. Also, we see in Mark 10:43 says, yet it shall not be so among you, but whosoever desires to become great among you shall be your servant. And also John 21:16 said, he said to him again a second time, Simon, Jonah, son of Jonah, do you love me? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, tend my sheep. In other words, thanks to God, servanthood translate into love. Servanthood translate into love. We see that when Jesus asked Peter if he loved him, Jesus' response to Peter each time was to serve him. So in other words, when you serving others and everything, thanks to God, all you're doing is showing love. You're showing love to that person. It's not that you stooping low to that level, but if you're in the body of Christ, you're on the same level anyway. We all on the same level in Christ. We ain't no big I and little you. We all the same. We only have the one big person, and that's Jesus himself. So he ain't, like I said, he ain't no big I and little you, so I'm up here and you down there. No, we all playing on the same ballpark, in the same ballpark, thanks to God. So we see, thanks to God, that when we are transferred that servanthood over into love, it's transferred over into love, we see that he himself showed love. He never hesitated to help anyone at any time, even when he was dying. We see his word was, as we all know, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And again, the sinner alongside him, he said to him, thou shalt be with me in paradise. So saints of God, in other words, no political power, no politics, no world economic system or scientific development can lead our nation into what God wanted to be. It's not about the politician. It's only we as Christians demonstrating our love for one another and our unity in heart can do the job that needs to be done in this great moment of historic transition. We see, thanks to God, God is expecting us to become one person and bring all people into the realization of his son. Only God people can bring the lost people to him in this war-torn world. It is our solemn duty to do his will and fulfill his heart desire to bring the kingdom of heaven to earth. All the world is looking for love. No matter where you turn to, everybody wants to be loved. Even when they say that I don't want that love, but deep down, they want love some kind of way. It might not be that God pay love, but some type of love. Everybody is looking for some type of love. If it ain't God pay love, it's already Eero love or Philly love or some type of love they out there searching for. So we see, thanks to God, all the world is looking for love. Let us as Christians demonstrate this love centered on the divine love of Jesus Christ. That truly is generated shall be known as the generation of righteousness that stood in the face of all unrighteousness as one winning the battle for religious liberty and righteousness for all. So in other words, thanks to God, it's our duty to win this battle, the people to Jesus, to bring them in. It's our duty to let the world know that who we are and whom we are. We are a household of faith. We are God's people. We are the ones should be running this country, not the country running us. So we see, thanks to God, in closing, we see that we must keep in mind that the kingdom of God and the church of the community are people who are walking in God's divine plan to see his body glorified on earth. We are to be a city set on a hill whose light shine brightly all around. We should be the salt of the earth. We are the salt of the earth, the apple of his eye. So we, thanks to God, is the one to uphold the household of faith, go out and fight a good fight of faith. With our faith, we can do it, saints of God. This can happen as we purpose to love the member of the household of faith to serve one another. In closing, saints of God, we see that being in the household of faith, we have a desire to walk in unity. We have a sincere desire to be friendship, to have a friendship body in the household of faith, having a commitment to resolve conflict, having a genuine care and concern for others, ministering to the physical need of others, showing and being hospitable to one another, and serving one another in humility. Thank you, thanks. Let us pray. Our Father, most gracious God, we just come. Thank you, Father God, for the word. We ask you, Father God, just continue. Lead, guide, and cover us, Father God. We ask you, Father God, just give us the ears to hear, Father God, and stand on your word as we go forth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.